Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock Corn Belt Classic 21. It's coming up Wednesday, Thursday, June 12th and 13th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 11,400 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, 8,700 weaned calves, and over 19,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, strong triple-digit losses in live cattle and feeder cattle futures on Friday, adding to increased concern to the complex here this morning. Although short-term support remains intact at this point, the move lower late last week is creating concerns that follow-through pressure may develop in the middle of June, testing contract lows. Feeder cattle trade Friday led the entire complex lower with $2 losses across the market as traders remain concerned about the follow-through pressure developing early in the week. Cash cattle trades expected to be sluggish today with bids and asking prices undeveloped and likely not to become extremely active until late in the week. Moving to the hogs, limit losses on Friday will create additional volatility in the hog complex, with expected trading limits of $4.50 available through the session today. The fact that a deal with Mexico was announced late Friday should help bring underlying support to the complex, but mixed trades expected today following increased spillover liquidation as well as short covering. Now, wheat markets are also softer this morning with harvest expanding in the southern plains and the corn market taking a bit of a breather. Bulls continue to monitor dryness in Canada, the U.S. northern plains, Russia, and Australia, while bears cite a comfortable U.S. balance sheet and the potential for record yields in several hard red winter states. Corn prices are weaker to begin the week, setting back an anecdotal report from around the Corn Belt suggesting producers were still busy putting corn in the ground over the weekend. While nowhere near full intentions are expected, the extreme prevented planting ideas discussed the last couple of weeks seem to be dropping just a bit. The soybeans also weaker here today following the lead of corn as traders prepare for the June WASDE report. With weather offering a better window for planting, producers have also been able to seed additional soybean acres as well as corn. Few thought soybean acres would be able to fall to a level which would jeopardize the 2019 and 20 soybean balance sheet. And with progress of the last 7 to 10 days, acres look as though they will be sufficient. And we'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
June live cattle down 67 cents, 106.92. August down 150 at 103.30. August feeder cattle down 202, 137.25. September down 225 at 137.35. And July hogs down $3, 83.35. Kansas City wheat, July was down 6.25 at 449. September down 6.5, 462. Chicago wheat, July was down 5.5, 504.5. September down 5.75 at 509.5. July corn down 6.5, make that 4.5 at 415.75. September corn was down 5.25 at 424.25. July soybeans down 12.5, 856.25. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.